Hi, my name is Kristen, and I'm returning your call, calling from customer support.
All right. One moment.
Okay. Hang on just 1 second, please, ma'am. Yes, sir. Okay, honey, I will talk to you in a little bit, all right, Jess?
All right,
love you, bye. Hello?
Yes.
Sorry. kids nowadays. I have this phone number on my my bank account. So if you could tell me what company this is, I might not have, you know, I could tell my bank that I know who it is, and it's not a fake whatever they call that. Not a mistake.
Okay. So we are a third party call center and we service hundreds of different companies. So I would have to have an account located to know which company you're calling a reference to.
Oh, okay.
So if you could provide me with your zip code, I can see if I can locate you in the system.
Oh, okay. It's 14103.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. And your name, please?
Letty, L-E-T-T-Y, Fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R. I have it on here a couple of times, but it's not telling me what it's for.
Okay, so let me try this. Well, 1 second. Let me try this. Okay, so I'm trying the last name. Let's see. And you said the first name was spelled how, ma'am?
L-E-T-T-Y.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so I think I see this account. Let me see if this is it. Let's see. Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes, please?
4706 East Shelby Road, Town of Medina, New York, 14103.
Okay. All right. So, okay. So I did locate the account, but I'm just waiting for my system to open it so I can see what this is in reference to.
Okay.
Okay.
Primary gadget.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. I'm sorry. My system is moving slow today, so I do apologize in advance, but it is attempting to open the account for me, so.
Okay.
And let's see. But while I'm waiting for that to open, are you saying that you had already spoke to your bank in regards to the charge?
No, I'm seeing it right here. You'll have, you get a bank statement once a month. And mine covers the previous month.
Right.
Bank statement. And it gives me a date of 11/28.
Okay. Okay, so I am looking at the account. And so looking at this, I'm showing, let's see, it looks like on November the 21st, there was a $5.74 charge, and I'm showing that was an entry for the chance to win the KitchenAid mixer.
Okay.
Okay. And so, come on. So with that entry, I'm not saying that the terms were read, but there was terms attached to that, which told you that the initial entry fee of the $5, that places you in the contest for a chance to win. Typically, that's a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning. If you do not win, then after 2 days, you would be billed the $67.32. Keeps you enrolled into the sweepstakes and increases your chances of winning. But it's also providing you with a, let's see, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's it's a $125 gift voucher to use towards the Best Consumer Gadgets Club on the web. And then with that membership, that gift voucher and the charge of the $67.32 would be each month.
Oh, God, is there any way I can stop that?
Yes, ma'am, I can get that taken care of for you. Not a problem.
Good, because I'm seeing the 67 on the 28th. The $67.32 and the $10.79.
Now we don't have a $10.79 charge. The only charge that we had, give me just a second. Let me go back to the main page on this, and I can tell you exactly what's on here.
Oh no, that's a different one. Sorry.
That's okay. Okay, so the only charge I showed was a $5.74 charge. That was the initial entry. And then because you didn't win with that initial entry, then I'm showing on 11/25, there was a charge for the membership, which is the $67.32.
Okay.
Okay. So now...
That's taking quite a chunk here.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what I can do, being that I do understand there, you know, was a misunderstanding there. I can offer a courtesy refund of 50% on the charge for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So.
Yell that as much.
So then, let me give you a confirmation number. Oh no! Hold on 1 second. Now I gotta go back and do that again. Hold
See,
on.
You too. I remember working in a call center for Washington Mutual. Sometimes it was easy, sometimes it was really crazy.
Yeah, some days we can be really, really busy, and then some days it's just, you know,
nobody's here.
Normal.
Wants to talk to me.
Okay, so I've gone ahead and canceled to prevent future charges, and I've also gone ahead and refunded the 50% for you. And you're welcome. Let's see. And I'm going to give you this confirmation number when you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, so it's going to be R as in Robert.
Okay. R.
262.
Eight four two. I know some places can't wait for you to, you know, they get you on there and they're just loving it. They're not gonna. They hope that you don't look at it, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Some people don't. They just run their accounts and that's it. Okay, is that the whole? Confirmation number.
Yes, ma'am. That's it. So that that's going to signify that I did process your refund today and that the account's canceled going forward. So just so you know, the refund you would see going back to your card within 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, great. That will help me out a little bit.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else I can help you with, you have a nice day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Well, thank you for being so kind.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. You're welcome.
Have a good Christmas. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You as well. Bye-bye.